Joining us now in studio is someone who wants to talk about that as well. Let's open the door and welcome in the Generic Youth Minister.
Hi, where's my music?
Hi, Generic Youth Minister.
Hi, guys. Where's my theme music? That's right. I love this. Michael W. Smith, Friends Are Friends Forever.
Yeah.
It's so good. Yeah, I wanted to come on here and plug a little event that we have going on at the church.
Okay.
We're going to do it tonight. Now, I know what you guys think. You guys think, well, Tuesday, what are you talking about doing something at the church on Tuesday? Yeah, I know. But we're going to do like a big watching party tonight in the fellowship hall. And we're going to have a watching party on the new Jerry Jones documentary.
Ah, The Gambler and His Cowboys.
The Gambler, what?
The Gambler and His Cowboys.
That's too long of a name. I'm just going to call it the Jerry Jones documentary. Yeah, and is it like on WB or
Netflix?
Netflix.
Oh, it's on Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have that Netflix because it's like, don't they show like, babies or
sometimes,
something
yeah.
like that.
Have you previewed this? Because there's strong language in this
Well,
thing.
That's the thing. I'm worried about it. You know, I thought this was going to be a good idea, you know, because it's like, we got to get people in the door of the church. Because I got to tell you, there's a lot of people that are not darkening the door of church these days. and the Cowboys are so huge, so we figured out, you know, why not have a watching party and, like, get some, like, Chick-fil-A
something
yeah. you know, for food and stuff, so we can all just, you know, kind of hang out and be cool for Christ in the fellowship right. hall. You know, we're gonna have like some bean bags and some cool nap mats.
Okay. That sounds great.
You know, nap mats that have like Dragon Ball Z characters on them or something real, you know, hip like that,
right?
And and watch this Cowboys documentary, because the Cowboys are just so popular. I mean, I don't know if y'all you just take a look around those Netflix. Everything you say is Cowboys.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Cowboys,
it's so weird. Yeah. But then I got to thinking, I wonder, since it's on Netflix, that is it going to have lots of cursing?
Yes.
It does,
I mean,
have
like curse
yes.
words and stuff.
Yes.
Why does Jerry Jones have to curse? I don't understand. I mean, you can be really successful without cursing.
Well,
you
can.
Yeah. It's just for effect, I guess.
I mean, I always encourage our youth to not let your mouth be sullied by foul language.
Okay.
That's a good lesson.
Yeah, that's a very good lesson. I think it's in the Bible or something. But anyway, but yeah, because there's so many good words to use that you don't have to do a cuss.
A cuss.
Do a cuss.
Yeah, you don't need to do a cuss when there's words you can use, like instead of like the F word, which to me is like one of the worst ones.
Yeah, that's a bad one.
But, you know, why not say fudge?
Right.
Or
right.
Fork.
Flip.
Or flip.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or fetal sticks.
Yes.
Fetal sticks. I mean, and instead of the SH, why not say sugar bears or shallot or large defecation?
You could say
something
that.
Like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
And instead of the MF word.
Okay.
Words.
Why can't you say like.
Or word.
Not your mother got stuck in a dryer. You know, something like that. I don't know. I'm just spitballing.
Mother
I'm
Hubbard.
Spitballing. Mother
like
Hubbard.
That.
That's
yeah,
what I'm thinking
of.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
But I like that somebody told me, I think it's Brad Townsend, who's our special celebrity guest, is going to be watching this with us.
Oh, he was just up here.
He was just here.
Yeah.
He was just here. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, he's going to be out at the church tonight, and he's going to be signing autographs.
Okay, great.
Yeah, but he told me that it focuses on Jerry's relationship with his parents, Pat and Arminta, and family relationships are so important. I think that'll be redeeming. Maybe that'll offset some of the, like, if Jerry does, like, four or five cusses.
I think there'll be more than that.
Yeah. And the 90s Cowboys were pretty wild, too, off the field.
Speaking of family, does they cover Jerry starting a family with some other woman?
I don't think so.
And I know there's like a lot of new information in this docuseries, and and that's what I like to call it, like docuseries. But did y'all know that the Cowboys won like 3 Super Bowls in 4 years?
Mm-hmm,
well, they dropped this bombshell like right in the middle of the docuseries.
We all knew that.
Y'all did?
Yeah. Well, you don't remember that.
Well, I was born in 91, so I don't really remember that and everything. And did y'all know that Jerry like cut up his credit cards at Love Field, or somebody cut him up?
Yep.
Y'all heard that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, I thought this was all new information that nobody had ever known.
No.
Well, some of it's new.
Now, there's some information that some people are calling new. It's not like I knew it the whole time. It's like Jerry Jones had the cancer.
Yes.
I knew that.
Kind of a bombshell.
You did.
I knew that.
The whole time?
How'd you know that?
The whole time. The whole time I knew that.
How?
There was a card in our prayer box many years ago. Somebody asked us to add him to our prayer list because he had the cancer. And I remember, I can't remember what kind it was. I think it was like arm cancer or nose cancer or something.
Well, it was melanoma.
Well, I don't know what that is, but anyway, but now Public has finally found it, and I've always had a soft spot in my heart for Jerry Jones after I found out that he didn't, you know, like sunscreen or that the sun attacked him or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know how you get that and everything, but yeah, the sun put a cancer on him.
Right.
But I'm glad that Jerry talks about this, and I hope and pray for the sake of our youth that they don't talk about some of the cowboys doing stuff with women that they hadn't had a wedding with yet.
I think they will.
Well, they might.
They will.
Like Eric Williams.
Those were some wild times.
I want to say like Michael Irving's.
Irving.
He did some of that stuff. And I mean, how do you look at a woman who isn't your wife and feel lust in your special purpose?
Yeah, you may see some of those stories on this.
Well,
you better preview it before you show.
You think I need to watch this?
Yes.
I think you should.
You think I need to watch this?
Yes.
You should.
Yeah. And I need to edit out some stuff. Don't I?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll edit out some stuff and maybe put like Tom and Jerry cartoons in the place of the parts that I have to dub over.
Okay.
Well, then the Jerry goes on talking about stuff. So we may end up watching just a whole series of Tom and Jerry cartoons.
Yes.
But at least we'll be in the church and everything, which reminds me, by the way, y'all need to come on into church and do some public readings up there.
I'm a little busy.
We may drop by.
Come on. Don't y'all know John 3:16? It's advertised at every football game ever. Don't see it so much anymore, but you used to.
We're pretty busy, though.
Oh, come on. We're going to take the church van down to Pecanland Mall and do a handbell concert to honor the Cowboys. You guys could MC that. Y'all interested in sitting in a church van for about 5 hours getting to Pecanland, Monroe, Louisiana?
Oh, no.
Okay. Oh, man. Well, I'll see y'all tonight.
Okay.
Bye. We'll see you tonight.
Yeah. Signing autographs. Don't forget about it.
There he goes, the generic youth minister.